Hello and welcome to The Franchise Life. Today we are diving into a brand called Ivy Nutrition. And with me, I have Dr. Jason Fechter, the CEO and co-founder of Ivy Nutrition, and Jordan Reed, Franchise Development Director. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Jason, let's start with you. Give us the scoop on your background and how you came up with the Ivy Nutrition brand.
Yeah, so Ivy Nutrition, we founded it about 7 years ago, and it was created by myself and my college roommate, Dr. Tara Zeller. So Tara and I have known each other for a really long time. And after graduating, we had parted ways. She moved back to Colorado. I stayed in Kansas City. And after a few years, she had called me and said, "Hey, you know, I'm really tired of seeing patients. I'd love to do something more. You've owned a lot of businesses. I would love to do a project with you." And I said, "Perfect. What do you have in mind?" She said, "I have no idea, but I'm coming to St. Louis for a seminar and I would love to catch up in St. Louis." And for me, it was just a few hour drive. And I thought, well, this will be a great opportunity to catch up again. Maybe we'll have dinner, drinks, and just kind of see where life has taken us over the last couple of years. And we get to this conference and I see Tara for the first time. And I thought, holy cow, what is going on with her? I'd never seen her look so bad. She had massive black sores on her lips and her décolleté. And she just looked really defeated and beat down. And I was like, what is going on? And come to find out, she had gotten toxic mold poisoning that manifested into lupus. And so she was on her own crazy health journey. And so that was kind of one of the reasons why she was looking to exit practice. And at the same time, I had owned another company and we focused on pre-made meals, healthy meals. And as a doctor, we'd have a lot of clients call asking about getting healthier with food. And unfortunately, when you have cancer or a malabsorption issue, eating a salad today isn't enough to really shift that pendulum. And you really need something more than that. And so at the seminar, they mentioned Ivy Nutrition. And I thought, holy cow, right? This is it. This is what my clients need at this other business. And I looked at Tara and Tara was like, holy cow, this is it. This is what she needed for her health journey that she was on. And I thought, all right, this is it. This is the world telling us this is the direction we need to go into. I had always loved the idea of franchising. And so the intent was to create this as a franchise model. So Tara moved back to Colorado. I said, hurry up, move back, sell your home, sell your practice, get back to Kansas City. And she moved back to Kansas City the day before we had opened our first clinic. And she walked in. And I'm sitting there. We've got this great picture of me holding two glasses of champagne and like ready to celebrate this new journey that we're about to start. And she starts crying. And I'm like, holy cow, what's going on? And she said, this is happy tears. I said, well, that's really good because we have a 5-year lease and we can't undo that lease, right? We're stuck at least for 5 years. And she said, this is so much more than I ever thought that this is what it was going to be. And that was kind of the beginning of Ivy Nutrition. And we just kind of rocked and rolled with it, right? And even through COVID, we did quite well, being that we're health and wellness, and we take a little bit different approach compared to our competitors, in that we are very functional based because our business really started and developed because we were trying to help people. Tara was trying to help herself. We take a functional approach to it, as opposed to being just a hydration, you know, maybe I drank too much alcohol the night before. We really take that functional approach to it.
All right. What a story. Oh my goodness. Okay, so you established this brand in 2017. You first started franchising in 2018. You currently are still operating 7 corporate locations, but you've grown this franchise system to over 100 territories sold, 32 up and running today with another 99 sold. And I think you mentioned you have a plan to open 2 to 6 clinics per month from here on out. That is pretty impressive, and congratulations on that.
Thanks.
All right. So you mentioned, so there are, you know, in the franchise industry, I see different brands that offer IV therapy. But what you just mentioned is you take a functional approach. So can you dive into that a little bit more and share how you do differentiate from the other IV therapies out there?
Yeah, so we're the only brand that I know of that was founded, created, and still ran by doctors, right? And so We are all deficient in something. Every single person that is listening to this, both of you guys, we're all deficient in something. We just don't often know what that is, but it manifests itself in anxiety, depression, low energy, mental fog, not being able to sleep very well at night. And so what we do is we like to say, we know we have these issues and we know these issues are often linked to vitamins and nutrients. How do we figure out how to fix these people? How do we figure out how to help these people? And hydration is an incredible thing that we can add to our body. Most of us are very dehydrated, and that's what a lot of our competitors are really more focused towards is hydration, where we take that functional approach. A client often will walk in the first couple of visits, we'll have a consultation with them, we'll do their vitals, and we'll kind of guide them through our services that we have to offer. But usually by the second, third, fourth visit, they, the same question always comes up with most people, which is, how often do I need to come in? Is this the right service for me? What would you recommend? And the answer is always, well, we don't really know. Until we can take your blood, send it out to lab and create a custom IV bag, nobody really knows, right? And so that is what we do, right? A client will come in, we take their blood, send it out to the lab, create that custom IV bag specific to what they are deficient in. And our functional team is the ones who will have that consultation with the clients to help guide them through the services and create those custom services. So, where our competitors are very hydration based, maybe they've got some vitamins and nutrients. Most of the competitors that we know of, maybe their most amount of vitamin C that they'll have in a service is 2.5 grams. The least amount of vitamin C that we have in any of our bags is 6.5 grams. So we do significantly more vitamins and nutrients in our services because that's what our body needs, right? We just take a very different approach to it.
Okay. So Jordan, we've talked about IV therapy, but what can you share? I know that IV nutrition has a lot of, several different revenue streams aside from just the IV drips. So can you go into what some of those other revenue streams is that you offer?
Yeah, that's a great question, Stacey. So bread and butter is going to be the IV drips, but as Dr. Jason mentioned, the wellness panels are going to allow for that client to really deduce the underlying issues that they have. So they have a myriad of wellness panels that we can further utilize to customize those IVs. They have retail for oral supplements to get you from IV drip to have you at this equilibrium level. And then new services that have come down the pipeline and that are coming down the pipeline are semaglutide injections. So if you've ever heard of Ozempic, that's a semaglutide and peptide injection. And Dr. Jason is doing it really responsibly. So in tandem to that semaglutide and peptide injection, they're actually having those clients do IV drips. So we're replacing the vitamins and micronutrients that you aren't getting orally. They're also rolling into Q2 ozone therapy. So I'm sorry, my heart is beating really quickly right now. So they're actually rolling in ozone therapy, which is actually a treatment that puts in concentrated oxygen molecules into your bloodstream. This is really beneficial if, for instance, if your autoimmune disease or autoimmune compromised, or you're going through some sort of surgery that you need recovery from. For instance, I'm working with a candidate right now that went through and root canal gone bad. So he's actually utilizing ozone therapy to help heal himself. So they're always looking to the forefront at IV nutrition and adding in services that are going to further this functional medicine approach.
Wow. You unpacked a lot there. But let me ask you. So, okay, I had a panel run on my blood a couple weeks ago, got the results back. I'm of an age where menopause is, a reality and something I'm living with. Do you guys get into it all, like hormone replacement therapy in addressing some of those, side effects that individuals will deal with?
Yeah. So we have no drugs and no hormones at our facilities. It's all vitamins, nutrients, and water, right? But most of our hormones are regulated by vitamins and nutrients. And so when a client comes in, our panels that we draw on our clients are pretty, and there's quite a bit of information that we're looking at. And so we can certainly guide the clients through their hormone therapy with our functional team, but we don't offer hormone therapy.
But if somebody comes in and says, like, these are the things I'm dealing with, like, I'm having a hard time sleeping, I'm having, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, all, you know, come midday. Those, when you say functional, those are the types of things that you can help address through the IV nutrition.
Yeah. You know, it kind of goes back to that whole, you know, we all have some issue that's going on in our body. And often we think, well, this is normal because I'm getting older. It's normal because my mom, my dad had it, my brother had it. My friends all have these issues. So this is just normal for me. And this is okay. This is how I'm supposed to feel. And the reality is that that's not really how we're supposed to feel. Our normal can be much better than what we think our normal is. And, you know, to a couple of the points that you were talking about, you know, not being able to sleep at night, maybe you're really deficient in magnesium. You know, if you have low energy or fatigue, maybe it's B12, maybe you need a B injection, or maybe it's not B vitamins, it's actually vitamin D. Vitamin D is a precursor to most all of our hormones in our body, leptin, ghrelin, which is, do I eat or not eat, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Vitamin D is probably, in my opinion, the most underrated nutrient that we can be putting in our bodies that most of us are really deficient in. And so, you know, our team will look at those panels and say, hey, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I hear the symptoms and the manifestations of these issues that you've got going on. And these are really the vitamins and nutrients I think you really should be looking at in tandem with whatever it is your doctor's doing. All right. We're not the client's PCP. So we're not here to diagnose, treat, or alter any of that. We really take a collaborative approach with your healthcare team.
And these can be game changers. I mean, absolutely. In the way somebody feels and, you know, in their day-to-day life, these treatments that you're talking about. So let me ask you, Jordan, if somebody like me, I know that this isn't, you are doing injections. So is there a medical director that is required to oversee a clinic, or what type of expertise is needed from a franchise owner, either from themselves or in hiring?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Dr. Jason and his team have done a really great job of setting up the medical infrastructure on the back end. So your candidates and the franchisees actually don't have to be medical professionals. They'll contract from an MD, what's called a PLLC, essentially, for medical oversight. That relationship will be set up from the very beginning by Dr. Jason and his team. So your client doesn't have to go and find an MD. They actually don't even have to negotiate a price for that. That's all standard and a flat rate already. So that's already set up. As far as the team goes, depending on the state, the franchisee can have a myriad of individuals actually working in the clinic. They'll have a clinic director that's running the day-to-day, kind of their manager, and then they'll have IV technicians that are actually facilitating the services. And again, depending on the state, you can have paramedics, EMTs, or registered nurses facilitating these services.
That's fantastic. Okay. So what are some of the backgrounds? I mean, you've sold over 130 licenses to date. What are some of the backgrounds of your current franchisees? Where are they coming from?
Yeah. At the beginning, it was mostly healthcare providers that, you know, we had known through different seminars or programs that we were attending. And at this point, it's really becoming more multi-unit franchisees that are from the business world. And at this point, you know, I really kind of in my head, I envisioned that it would be more healthcare providers. But it's a really great business model with a really great profitability if the system is followed. And business people are smart enough to see this and say, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah. You know, how do I jump onto this bandwagon? So yeah, at this point it's more multi-unit franchisees, which is really ideal. And it's not just because, right, we all want to sell multi-territories. It's really because our model is designed with such a few number of employees at any one location that when you have two locations in the same general area, you can share those resources, which are very valuable. You know, those clinic directors, we spend a ton of time, money, and energy educating and training them. And if somebody were to leave or they have to get relocated, something happens, you know, you've got some redundancy in the team members at the alternative location. And so at this point, you know, again, business people are seeing that as being very valuable.
Absolutely. So in a, let's say, a multi-unit situation where somebody has three clinics that are co-located in neighboring territories, could one clinical director oversee the three clinics, or is it one clinic director per clinic?
Yeah, typically it's one clinic director per clinic, but it can happen. In fact, we're actually in the process of doing that in our Northwest Arkansas locations, where our clinic director was promoted to an area clinic director. Gets a little pay raise, but then each location just has assistant clinic directors. So, you know, if you find that really amazing, strong clinic director, or maybe the owner wants to step into that role, then that certainly can happen for sure.
All right. So Jordan, when you have prospects coming through the process and they ask about competition, what does the competitive landscape look like for IV nutrition?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's still a lot of room to grow in this industry. It's projected to be $22 billion by 2031. Right now it's around $2 billion, so a ton of room to grow in this space. And it's pretty unsaturated as far as who our competitors are. As Dr. Jason mentioned, they're mainly focused on hydration and have pre-mixed bags, which at IV Nutrition, you get the full validity of those vitamins and micronutrients because we're mixing them in-house. So when we look at the competitive landscape, Drip Bar is going to be a competitor of ours, and then Prime IV Hydration. Concentration, depending on the market, you may have no competitors though. So you may be the only player in the market. So still pretty unsaturated as far as the landscape goes.
And what is the typical price range for a IV treatment?
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, our average ticket's around $140, right? We certainly have clients who come in for a quick intramuscular injection, right? A vitamin D or a B12, something like that for $29. Those clients are in and out in just a few minutes, all the way up to $600, $700, $800 for a service of a high dose NAD or high dose vitamin C. And those clients are certainly there a little bit longer, but.
And then Dr. Jason, what does the training, because you mentioned compounding, each of these bags are created based upon the individual. So what does your training look like? So if you are drawing from paramedics and so forth, they wouldn't have had this type of training specifically. So what does the training look like for doing these special compounds?
Yeah, so they actually already are trained. They come to us already trained. So nurses, medics, they already know how to draw up vitamins and nutrients, certainly drugs, hormones, which we don't offer. They already know how to start IVs. So they already know the skill set, and the understanding is already there, right? They already get the global picture of what we're doing. And so then we just train them on our, we like to call it our recipe book, for a lack of anything different, our policies protocol manual. And so we'll train them on our particular items, but they're already trained with a skill set.
So the important things, and then you do the in-house training for the actual mixes and so forth, and the protocol, as you mentioned.
That's correct. The protocols. So most people don't know, you know, all of the amazing benefits of vitamin C or magnesium or B vitamins or vitamin D. And so that's where we spend a lot of our time training our employees, our team members, because we just don't know, right? The idea of vitamins and nutrients getting absorbed into our body through our veins has been around for a really long time. It's just becoming more common knowledge. Anything we eat that goes through our digestive tract, we only absorb 5 to 35%. That's it. And the sicker you are, the less you absorb, which is why we see so many people now with this insane numbers of autoimmune issues, celiac, Crohn's, cancer, diabetes, pre-diabetic. This didn't exist 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, not to the extent that we're seeing it now. And that's because the foods that we're consuming are just so nutrient deficient compared to what they used to be. You know, we have clients who come in and say, you know, my mom and my dad, my grandparents, my great-grandparents never had IVs and they lived to 106 years old. I don't understand why I need to do this now. Well, because of overproduction, overcropping, we're not getting the nutrients from the foods any longer. And so it's, we're really having to re-educate ourselves, re-educate the population, our clients, our team members on the benefits of those vitamins and nutrients that we're no longer getting, because that is the reason why we're having all these issues, yeah. Deficiencies.
Absolutely. So Jordan, one of the beautiful aspects of this business model is also the recurring revenue aspect through the membership program. So can you dive into that a little bit for us?
Of course. Yeah. So there are three different tiers in memberships, and essentially those are dollars that go towards an IV drip. I know that Dr. Jason can probably elaborate a little bit more. Memberships are becoming a larger push in 2024 for IV nutrition. So that's going to become a larger portion of the revenue mixture in addition to package holders as well. Dr. Jason, if you want to elaborate more on the future of memberships, though, that probably would be great insight.
Yeah. So when we were looking at our membership model, it was really, you know, what makes the most amount of sense for the client, because the client comes in, you know, our average member client comes in 32 times a year. The average non-member client comes in 3.2 times a year. It's almost four times a year. And so, you know, but that client changes, what they need changes throughout the year. Maybe in the winter, it's flu, cold, funk, sickness. Maybe in the summer, it's, you know, or spring, it's weight loss or dehydration, because they're outside running and, you know, just life in the world. And so the membership model that we've created was designed so that it can change throughout the year, right? So the client comes in, they purchase their points, or they get the points that can then be utilized for any services. And then beyond that, we have packages. So, you know, the packages might have a little bit better discount, but it's going to be really designed for like your cancer patient who comes in, who needs to have that high dose vitamin C once or twice a week. It's a very specific protocol. It's a very specific item that they're looking for as opposed to a member. And so the memberships and the protocol or the packages are really becoming a pretty large component of our brand, which has been great.
And then one other aspect that we haven't touched on is the mobile services. Dr. Jason, can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, so all of our locations offer a mobile component to it. Some of our locations will have a wrapped vehicle, but that's just a few of our locations, because the average consumer who's utilizing us for a mobile component does not want their neighbors, their friends, the people driving by in the road to see, oh my gosh, look, there's an IV nutrition vehicle sitting in the parking lot. They must be getting an IV. And so our team members just use their personal vehicles and we just reimburse our employees by a mileage rate. But the mobile component has been pretty great for us. Outside of the individual home that we're going to for a mobile component, we also do a lot of golf tournaments and bachelorette parties, marathons, half marathons, races. We go to a lot of event venues, right? So musicians that are coming into town, we go and hook up their team, and so it's been pretty great component to the business.
I would think that would just be fantastic. And speaking of which, Jordan, I see that you completed a half marathon recently.
I did. And boy, can I tell you, I needed an IV. It was in Vegas and I have never felt so in need of IV therapy.
Well, congratulations on that. All right. So, you know, what every prospect, as they go through the educational process and, you know, are considering this as a potential investment, certainly what the potential financial return is always, you know, certainly what they're going to want to get to. So, Jordan, I know that we need to be careful, you know, on what we do share, but based on the franchise disclosure document, item 19, what are you able to share as far as financial opportunity potential?
So we do disclose gross revenue as well as client visits and average ticket sales. And gross revenue, we have 17 locations currently listed, 15 of those franchise, two of them corporate. And a first year of a location averaging a bit over 400,000, locations that are around that 2 year mark, 500,000, and locations hitting 3 years and above are averaging almost 900,000 in gross sales. So really strong gross sales numbers when it comes to our item 19. So really excited to run through that with any candidate. And we are refiling soon. So we will have some updated figures in the very near future that we're really excited about.
Excellent. I always love this time of year. It's kind of a love-hate relationship. You don't like, you know, when you're put in a waiting position because of the refile, but then you're always anxious to see what those new numbers look like. So, all right. So on a last note, Dr. Jason, what are some of the hot target markets for growth that you're looking at?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think we can go everywhere, right? You know, and that And I don't mean that just in like silly, like we want to grow, we want to go everywhere. But unfortunately, cancer is everywhere. Autoimmune issues are everywhere, right? Our clients are everywhere. And so, you know, there's certainly, you know, we started here in the Midwest, so that's kind of where we're really mostly located. The East Coast, Florida has just been insane for us growth-wise this past year. I think there's a lot of opportunity over in Utah, in Washington, in Oregon, California. We are registered in California. We just have our first location about to open soon. So really on the West Coast, I think there's a lot of opportunity. The Northeast, there's a ton of opportunity still up there. Yeah, I mean, we're ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Well, I'm located in West Palm Beach, Florida, in South Florida. So any locations coming my way anytime soon?
Yes, actually. Yeah, I think we've got 6 or 7 locations that will open in that general area this year.
How exciting. Well, I'll have to do a site visit here soon then. All right. Dr. Jason and Jordan, thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it. For anybody that is interested in learning more about IV nutrition, please feel free to reach out to me at stacy@fusionfranchising.com. Thanks and have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. I very much appreciate it. And don't worry, we'll edit out the bloopers or whatever you call them, which were mostly on my part. But thank you. I'm really excited about this. You are registered in California. Are you in New York yet? You are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are in New York, and no fee deferral in California either.
Okay. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this will go live next Tuesday. So as soon as we go live, I'll be sure to send you a link and you can use and repurpose as you see fit.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.